Hello, my name is LaShonda, and you've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I was just wondering when I was going to be able to get a shot. I called about a month and a half ago, I think.
Yes, ma'am.
She said I was a high risk, and she wrote my name down and my phone number. But by getting, she asked for my email, but I don't think she wrote my email down properly. It's a weird name, and I just didn't feel comfortable. I just hoping she wrote it down properly. I just don't think she did.
Oh, I'm sure that she did, ma'am. We have to repeat all of the information as required. So we have to repeat all the information that you receive, that you give to us. We have to repeat that back to you. So I'm sure that she probably repeated the email to you and has the correct email address. So
well,
what happened?
She didn't repeat my email back. She just said, well, we have your phone number. And I just thought, I don't know. I just feel having second thoughts. Is there any way you would know if she... You have me down properly?
No, ma'am. Unfortunately, how the process works now is when the one becomes available, your name, if she verify your telephone number, they can get in contact with you by phone if that email is not correct.
But one last question.
Sure.
See, I get a lot of scammers at my house, and I hit block immediately. When you call, is it going to say your name on there?
I'm not sure. I don't have that information either.
Oh, goodness. Okay. I just have to keep my fingers crossed. I'm really high risk. Blood doesn't clot right. I'm black. I'm blood type A. I got had a stroke, and I just, anyway, I just trying to double check.
Right. Well, just keep doing what you've been doing, ma'am, and stay safe, okay? And if you would like, you can go on our website. I hope I've been able to be of help. You can go on our website at adph.org or cdc.gov. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Goodbye.